It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin's Department of Justice has some big issues on the table. A USA Today investigation shows states, including Wisconsin, receive millions of federal dollars to test a backlog of rape kits. But convictions resulting from those tests remain low.
And less than 6 weeks before the presidential election, how is the State Department of Justice preparing for a potentially rocky election aftermath?
Attorney General Josh Call joins us now. Attorney General Call, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the sexual assault test kits, a long-running story here in Wisconsin, a widely noted backlog of testing. First of all, big picture, Attorney General Call, how have we done on that that backlog over the last few years?
Well, in Wisconsin, we've really transformed the way that sexual assault kits are treated, and also the response that we take to sexual assault. This is a serious violent crime, and it's critical that offenders are held accountable. And we've made a number of changes in Wisconsin over the last several years that help make sure that that happens. So with respect to the backlog of untested kits, after the testing of those kits that were designated for testing was completed, at the Department of Justice, we reviewed every case where there was DNA from somebody other than the victim that was identified. We had a multidisciplinary team review each case that involved a prosecutor, an investigator, and a victim advocate. And where there was potential for further investigation or prosecution, those cases were referred to local law enforcement or prosecutors. That has resulted in some convictions. One of the cases that resulted from that was a case involving an individual who was free, was on the street, and who ultimately was convicted of 3 counts of second-degree sexual assault and 2 counts of false imprisonment in connection with offenses in Racine and Kenosha County. He was sentenced to 18 years in prison. But we've also worked to make sure that there's policy reform so we don't ever have a backlog of sexual assault kits again. We launched at the Department of Justice a sexual assault kit tracking system so that survivors can go online and see where their kit is in the testing process at a time of their choosing. We also work to get legislation passed that requires that kits be submitted into different parts of the process within particular timeframes to make sure that kits aren't sitting around untested. So because of those changes, we are now in a far better position in Wisconsin than we had been prior to those changes.
Now, according to that USA Today investigation, through this effort, 10 people have been convicted of sexual assault in Wisconsin as a result of this catching up on testing. People might hear that and say, 10, you know, all these kits, all these tests, all this effort, and only 10 convictions. Can you put that number in perspective?
Absolutely. First, anytime you're holding somebody accountable who's committed a serious violent crime like this, That's a very positive step for public safety, and it's a positive step for getting justice for survivors. And as I mentioned with the case involving the individual who was sentenced to 18 years in prison, that case alone is a very serious conviction impacting public safety. But more significantly, the work that was done has allowed us to ensure that survivors know that their kits are being tested. It's led to the kind of policy changes I've talked about. And it's helping us send what I think is a vitally important message, which is that survivors of sexual assault should know that if they come forward and report, their reports are going to be taken seriously by law enforcement. And we've worked to do that not only through the sexual assault kit testing, but by training prosecutors about sexual assault prosecutions, by launching our clergy and faith leader abuse initiative, and by emphasizing the importance of these cases. It's vital that Wisconsinites know that these cases are going to be taken seriously and that we're going to work to hold offenders accountable.
And before we move on from that investigation, they found in 2023, the State Department of Justice had more than 6,800 kits. 2,300 went untested. Your department, I understand, says it's for a variety of reasons. The victim maybe didn't give permission, police reports not filed or were missing. The federal grant program, as I understand it anyway, recommends that, hey, we should be testing all of these kits regardless of those circumstances. Can you talk about that discrepancy?
Yeah, when the sexual assault kit initiative was launched under when my predecessor was AG, a decision was made by the Department of Justice to test kits where there was consent for the testing provided by the survivor of sexual assault. DOJ has consistently taken a victim-centric approach in the handling of sexual assault kits. And that includes testing kits where consent was provided, but not engaging in tests where there was not consent provided by the victim. We believe that ensuring that victims are in control of the process is critical. And to the extent that folks, that victims want to have kits tested at their discretion, those kits will be tested. That's an approach that has been in place for years in Wisconsin. As I mentioned, it predates my decision or my becoming attorney general. But ultimately, making sure that there's consent is key. We've now set up the process so that when kits are obtained, that consent is offered at the time. If survivors don't want to consent to the testing, but they want to have evidence collected, we've created a statutory process that allows that to happen. But fundamentally, our goal is to ensure that we're taking a victim-centric approach.
We're talking to Josh Call, Attorney General of Wisconsin. Turning to election season, Attorney General Call, there's been attention in 2024 to the 2020 so-called fake electors around the country. These would be Republican slates of electors who signed certifications saying, hey, we're the electors, though the Democrat Joe Biden had won in their state. Now, in June, you filed felony charges against some of the attorneys involved in that who helped submit that paperwork. What is the status of those cases?
As you mentioned, we filed criminal charges against three individuals who we have alleged were involved with the so-called fake elector scheme. We've made clear that that's an ongoing investigation. And so both the prosecution is ongoing, as is the investigation. We are going to continue to follow the facts where they lead and make decisions based on the facts and the law. It's critical that we protect the integrity of our elections in Wisconsin. That's what we have done at DOJ, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Some states have pursued legal action against the electors, the fake electors themselves. Not Wisconsin. Any thought of revisiting that?
Well, like I said, this is an ongoing investigation, and we're going to follow the facts where they lead. Each state has slightly different facts and circumstances, and ultimately, our decisions need to be based on the facts that we have and what the law dictates. Our goal is to gather as much information as possible about the facts and ensure that as decisions are made about prosecution or as the cases proceed in the cases involving the individuals that were charged, that we are presenting the facts fully and thoroughly.
Concern around the country, Attorney General Call, about threats to election workers, clerks who run elections in their municipality or county. How are you and your department preparing for a safe and secure election in November?
We've worked on a number of elections at this point to ensure that the will of the voters is protected and that we have safe and secure and free and fair elections in Wisconsin. So we're going to do a lot of the same things now that we did in 2020. We want to make clear to the public that intimidation of voters and interference with the voting process is illegal. And if people commit those crimes, they need to expect to be held accountable. Threats to our election officials are unacceptable, and criminal threats need to be taken very seriously and investigated fully. We work with the Wisconsin Election Commission and with local law enforcement and DAs to ensure that folks have the information and the resources that they need to hold accountable anybody who is interfering with our election process unlawfully. And what I can say is that we have a long history of dealing with challenges here at DOJ, and we have a lot of close elections in Wisconsin. Prior to 2020, there was a lot of concern about voter intimidation at the polls, and we made clear that that would lead to consequences for anybody who engaged in it. Fortunately, things went smoothly in the conduct of the election. Now, we've also had a number of challenges to issues relating to elections in Wisconsin, whether it's an effort to purge tens of thousands of voters from the rolls. We defended against that, and we won. When there were efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election, we defended against those efforts, and we upheld the will of the voters. Michael Gabelman conducted an investigation authorized by Robin Voss in the state assembly. I made very clear what our concerns were about that, and ultimately that investigation was shut down. Likewise, there's an ongoing attempt to remove the administrator of the Wisconsin Election Commission that we've defended against. But what I can say is that we have consistently defended our voting system and our elections. We have consistently won. And I'm confident that once again, we will have a safe and secure election and that the will of the voters will prevail.
In our last minute, how are you gearing up for the run-up to Election Day? Election Day itself, likely to be a lot of legal issues, concerns, court challenges. What are you doing to prepare?
Well, first, we want to make clear to the public what the laws are. As you mentioned, threats to election officials are a concern. And it's important that people know that those are going to be taken very seriously by law enforcement. It's critical that voters are able to cast their ballot without interference and that the officials who are stepping up to administer our elections are able to do so without interference. And we have a long history of safe and secure elections in Wisconsin. Our elections have been tested through recounts and legal actions and reviews. And consistently, those have shown that our results reflect the will of the voters. We do have some ongoing litigation. We're going to, of course, continue to litigate those cases. And we fully anticipate that there will be that there could be challenges to the results after the election. We will litigate those fully and defend the will of the voters, just as we did in 2020. And again, I'm confident that the will of the voters will prevail.
Attorney General Call, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Josh Call, Attorney General of Wisconsin. He talked to us today about election security over the next few weeks and convictions resulting from the testing of backlog sexual assault evidence kits, long-running backlog here in the state.